1. I pressed my back to the wall, hoping the guards in the attached corridor wouldn't see me as they rushed past. Ringing filled my ears and my heart pounded in my chest. Lucky for me, they continued down the hall, with not a clue I was so close by. Once they were out of view, I rushed into the secret passage that left the castle. I had to escape. If they found me, it would mean my end. There was not a single second I could afford to waste. My feet ached as I ran through the stone passageway. After what seemed like an eternity, I found the trapdoor exit. Climbing the ladder, I opened the hatch and climbed out. The bright midday sun caused my eyes to squint. Now I stood in front of the castle, just outside of the pale stone wall. Just in front of the gates, a stage had been set. The royal family hung from the gallows for the realm to see. Blood dripped from the queen's back onto the ground below her. Her orange and white wings had been ripped from her and tossed on the ground below. I could not stop to pay my respects. I could not stop to say my goodbyes. I could not stop and let the weight of the world crush me. Wrapping my tan cloak tighter around me, I pulled on my hood, concealing my auburn locks, and disappeared into the woods just outside the wall that surrounded the castle. To my surprise, the new king already had guards searching the forest. I figured he would have focused all of his attention inside of the castle. Their angry voices echoed through the trees, but no matter where I looked, I could not tell where they were coming from. "Any sign of the princess?" one of them called out. "She's just a girl. There's no way she was included in this treason," another said. My body tensed as I crouched behind a thick bush. Sending a prayer up to the mother, I hoped they would not find me. Peeking through the leaves, I saw the two men as they argued.
"Are you saying King Joffrey is lying?"
His voice was filled with venom.
"I just don't know how a 16-year-old girl could be a part of something so sinister."
"She has the royal flames like the rest of them. None of them can be trusted."
They were too focused on each other to notice me. Quietly, I continued to move through the forest, hoping to get away from them.
"King Joffrey is Klaus's brother. How do we know he doesn't have the flames as well?"
I tucked behind a large redwood tree, listening to the two men argue, holding my breath when they mentioned King Klaus. He was a kind and fair king. All his people loved him. Until his brother, Joffrey, claimed the royal flames were the cause of a sacred temple's destruction. Quickly, the people of Irelith turned against Klaus and the rest of the royal family. How could the people who once loved King Klaus turn on him so quickly? Joffrey did not even give the royal family a chance to defend themselves against the allegations before he hunted them down to have them executed.
"Are you trying to say our new king is evil?"
"All I'm saying is we shouldn't rush to send a child to her death. It's bad enough one child was already killed."
There was silence for a moment, and I peeked around the tree to see if they were still nearby. I watched in horror as one of them quickly slit the other's throat. His body hit the ground before a sound could escape his lips.
"One less traitor to deal with,"
the first man said in a cold tone. He then turned away, walking in the opposite direction. The body was left on the forest floor in a puddle of blood. Before he could find me, I ventured deeper into the woods and headed south toward the bog. I ran as fast as I could, ignoring the pain in my body as I pushed it beyond its limits. In the mire center, I would find my refuge.